Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to a very special bonus episode here on the Punch Drunk feed. That's with right, guys.
Robbie Ree.
Robbie, we're doing a very special episode for you guys, brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Guys, go to omahasteaks.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you something pretty awesome, a little something called $200 worth of delicious meats and treats for under $50. That's right, $49.99. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK at omahasteaks.com, and that gets you two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and that is $200 worth of meat. And guess what? They're throwing four extra sausages in there just for free. So that's a total of what's that? Eight sausages?
That's a whole cow, dog. That's a whole cow, brought to you by...
Sausage is not from cows. I want to expressly say that to our friends at Omaha Steaks.
It's a special cow.
It's a magic cow.
It's a magic cow.
And you get unicorn sirloins.
Yeah.
So guys, go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Everybody that's done it has told me how delicious it is. I know, and Sam knows how delicious it is because they sent it to us as well. They have over $500 different gourmet gift ideas. Great steak experiences at home you can have with these. The most flavorful, tender-aged beef. They have veal, lamb, poultry, seafood, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pastas, soups, seasonings. And if you're Jewish, hey, they got kosher meats there for you too. So guys, get all your holiday meats going. It's time to cook. The family's coming over. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. And say thank you.
Please enjoy this very special episode from our Patreon. Guys, if you're not a subscriber, check it out. These are what we're doing every week. This is a very fun episode we did with Bobby Lee on Patreon. So enjoy, guys, and we'll see you on the next show. Enjoy, Bobby Lee. Take care.
Why would I lie? Why would I lie?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Hello. Okay, grab your things. We're rocking and rolling. We're just starting. Go for it.
Team.
This is all part of the show.
I refuse to talk until...
Here we go.
Nanny.
There you
I'm
go.
Fight Nanny. Can you hear me here, Bobby?
We can
hear
everybody
now.
Everybody, just welcome to the Patreon podcast, the secret Punch Drunk Patreon podcast.
Sam, tell them why we're in a hurry.
We're in the belly of the beast because we have a young Asian American here.
Oh, now you have time. Game of Thrones is coming on, man. I got to see it.
Yeah, I know, but there's a special thing called DVR now.
Or you put a highlight. And your hair is fucking groovy, bro.
Thank you, dude.
Do you like it or do you not? Honestly,
joining us is he's got a new show coming out on ABC about those wacky ethnic people doing wacky ethnic stuff.
Really, I'm the only ethnic guy on the show. But
also, I love you in love. I love you in love. I'm glad they expanded your role. You
know I love I mean? It. Our good friend, Bobby Lee.
Thank you so much.
Bobby, you know what, man? I love you so much.
Yeah.
I do, because I
Your
love
energy
the...
right now, dude, is out of fucking control.
Is it
bro.
Too much?
Well, it's just like high energy.
No, it's just because he's the only one wearing headphones.
Is that what it is?
Because it sounds too loud.
I should take them off.
No, you should just do you, boo.
You know, I'm going to take them off because you did. No, I'm going to
leave them on, Bobby. I feel like I'm at the UN and he's like Korean and he's has here a translator.
Yeah. I don't understand what you're saying until I have this on.
Bobby, talk to me. You had a set tonight. How'd it go?
I was in Tempe all weekend. I got really tired. I didn't sleep.
How was Tempe? One of the greatest comedy clubs out there.
It's okay. I didn't make that much money.
Why? Oh, come on, dude. You make mad cash.
No, I didn't make that much money this
weekend.
Why? I don't know what happened, but...
It's the summer. It's really hot out there.
Yeah, I made about 12.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's great. You're killing it. And now you're going to have this ABC show.
Why are you fucking so aggressive right now?
I'm not aggressive.
No, dude, this ABC thing is a family thing.
It's great. We'll keep it Christian.
Show. No, I'll just pull my dick
out. Who do you play? Who do you play on there?
I play.
Let me guess.
It's not ethnic. I call Ching Chong.
Ching Chong. Your character's Ching Chong.
Yeah, we're at a Chinese restaurant.
I don't have any line.
I just say Ching Chong, Ching Chong.
Oh, that's great. Right?
And then there's a music that comes on.
And then you just go to the mailbox.
When I come on, they go, da 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 da. Dun, 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 dun.
I just a gong,
and sometimes I'll go hiya.
Do you teach everybody how to do
karate?
Oh
shit! Look at this fucking hippie.
Is she on it too?
Yeah.
And her brother?
Her brother just hangs out and makes sure nobody does mean shit to his sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, don't sleep with my sister. And he fights off people, try to
bone
his sister.
You know, her and I made out once.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Talk about that. Ooh,
at her house.
Right before we dated.
Yeah.
Right before we dated.
Bobby Lee made out with the fight nanny.
God, you guys, everyone's going to know all when these things. Sam,
when we started dating, she goes, by the way, just before we get too serious, I made out with Bobby Lee. I go, that's fine.
Yeah.
Why is that nothing?
Because there's way worse people she could have said.
Yeah, but
she's like, I sucked Ari's dick. She would not be on this podcast.
Really? I wouldn't be a hater for that.
I would have still hooked up with her, but we wouldn't have had this like a romantic like.
Oh,
thing.
So you can't love a woman who loved a Jew?
There's
is that what
people,
that is?
Oh, it's not a Jew. It's that Jew.
Oh, that particular Jew.
Oh, that particular Jew, dude. No way. Bro.
So you couldn't make love to a woman who made love to
him. I could fuck him. I couldn't make love to him. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right,
yes,
that's
sir.
A big difference. Yep. But making out
Bobby
now.
Lee was
what
just
if
like
she?
Adorable.
What if she had?
She's like, by the way, I kissed a koala bear, and I'm like, ah, I'm cool with that.
What if she sucked off a yellowtail?
Yo, can I just say something right now? That's so offensive to me, bro.
What if she sucked
because I ain't no koala bear, bro.
Dude, saying you're cute, you're not threatening.
Yeah, but I have a
she's
dick.
Like me and Mike Young dated.
I have
for
desires.
6 months. I'm out.
Ew. Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Clark
Justin. JJ. Let me say something
baby.
Right now. But you, because you're saying that Asians are non-threatening sexually.
No, I'm saying
they
you.
Are.
Oh, let me ask you this. If
I'm
it was,
saying you
if it was
with your reputation at the comedy store sexually.
If your girl sleeps around with an Asian, is it really cheating?
This has nothing to do with Asian. It happens to do with everything at the comedy store.
Yeah.
And of all of my friends, she could have kissed innocently on a night. A sober, hardworking Bobby Lee. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's fine.
Are we starting to think that the fight nanny is a star fucker?
No.
Is it possible?
I am the proof that that's
okay. That is maybe she did some charity work.
You know what was weird?
I think she likes funny people.
I think what threw me off though was where she lived.
The 10 freeway.
You know,
it's
just
like
underneath
it.
A freeway,
like,
and I'm like
that
this
you
is
live
really
on the
weird.
That's all, the only
it
thing
like,
that threw you off?
Yeah,
is
it was
that
almost,
really why? That's why we didn't have a
Yeah. It was almost homeless.
Well, thank God.
Oh, she's homeless.
Because that kept me from being homeless. Thank God.
It sounded homeless in there. Even though there was walls,
you
could hear just cars whizzing by on the freeway.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is very homeless.
Isn't that just L.A., though? You just hear
cars? No. I hear birds, bro.
So you were doing charity work with her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're throwing
a
little charity.
No, I always liked her. After that, it was never weird. We just
Why is it ever weird with somebody you hook up? I don't understand that.
What do you mean?
Because usually someone has feelings still.
Sam, let me ask you. Okay.
Someone I never get weird with anyone I bone.
Have you ever loved anyone, Sam?
I have.
Other than you?
I have. I've...
I know you too.
But I have a very much... I'm like the movie Heat, dude. Like... You got to be willing to walk away at any moment. I grab my bags, I jump in my car, I grab a new passport, and I'm on my way.
I thought you were saying too many egos in one room.
Yeah, that's possible. That's all in my head. But I don't, I like, if a girl doesn't want to be with me, I'd be like, gone, I'm done, I'm out, I'm not going to allow this to affect
you. You have the intimacy of an assassin.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I've never seen you go, hey, this is my girlfriend.
Dude, Dana's here all the time.
Yeah, Dana's always
Who's
here.
Who's Dana?
Dana's my girlfriend.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I've had her for years.
I didn't even know.
For years.
I literally thought you were like Morrissey, like asexual.
No, really?
Yeah, there's Morrissey.
Like 15 years.
Dude, I had a girl ask me if I was gay the other day.
You seem gay a little bit.
Dude, really?
I'm not offended by
that. Oh,
it,
that's fine.
Can we rewind? Earlier, right when we first started, you were about to give your thoughts on his hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we've been doing
it
on the show is the only reason I ask, but you immediately commented.
I know what it is, though, and so
what
I
is
get it.
That's
well,
what
it's
I mean.
Just, it's us trying to reinvent ourselves in a little weird way.
I think I'm just bored.
How have you done that, Bob?
And why not?
What? How have you done that with yourself?
I think
your hair out?
No, I grew my mustache to reinvent myself.
Oh.
Because...
I
remember when
notice.
You grew your hair out, though. You didn't always have long hair, and then you started going crazy.
And that is what it
is. Well, no, I grow my hair so I can do better on the road and get more tickets because I say I'm Ali Wong.
Oh. Is that a weird... Do you
Mary
ever,
Jones.
Does she
Mary
ever
Jones.
Follow
Mary
you?
Jones.
Mary Jones, my boy.
She ever follow you?
Yeah.
Is that... And do you follow her?
She followed me tonight.
Do you follow her ever?
Yeah.
Is that weird? Is that double Asian?
Dude, one night here was...
Does she ever out-Asian you?
Could I just say something? No. One night it was me, Allie, Margaret Cho, and Steve Byrne in a row. I don't count Steve.
And then a hologram of Bruce Lee.
Steve Byrne's like more Keanu Reeves-y Asian.
Yeah, he's super Asian.
Yeah.
Like kinda. Nah.
Yeah.
But he tries to go, yo, you know, does all the, like, the Asian groups and stuff like that.
Yeah, he tries to do really hard to cry about being oppressed as an Asian in Hollywood. No, the only guy who ever does that.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's like, you don't know how hard it is to be Asian. I'm like, why are you doing that accent, bro?
Yeah.
And you're a white guy. You like
hockey. Dressed like he's from the movie Reservoir Dogs, too, all the time.
All the time.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's very weird, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to be professional.
So Dana, have I met her?
Yes, 1,000
times.
She's the
best. She's good for you.
Are you joking right now?
I'm not kidding you. I don't.
You didn't could remember Jason's name for 2 seconds ago,
but and he was doing a bit. He knows my name.
He remembers me and my brother.
But you remember
only because he made out with you, and you probably sucked this guy's dick.
Be cool,
whoa,
bro.
That's incest.
You're wearing.
You've sucked some dicks, right?
Yeah, I have. But let me ask you something. You didn't have any feelings though after we did it, did we?
No.
Did you like me? Did you like me a little bit or no at that time?
No, I definitely liked you.
If I would have pursued it
again, yeah, I would have gone out with
you.
Yeah. But I wasn't sad.
But when you were making out with him, you're kind of like, this is like, you know, when you're in Australia, they let you.
Oh, if you say koala, I fucking kill you, bro.
Did you want to throw a little edamame on that after getting done making out with him? Maybe some green tea.
That's like such 80s fucking bullshit right now, man. That's what they used to do to Johnny Yoon here at the comedy club store.
Hey, let's do this. Name the next 500 comics you want to make out with.
Stop! I'm so uncomfortable.
No,
I'm so uncomfortable.
She's into fighters now.
So talk to me about Tiger Belly. Like, you're resistant to doing a podcast, and now it's blown up.
It's not blown up, but it's
done really well.
It's okay.
It's super popular, and your brother is great.
It improved. What? It's unbelievable to me because it improved. You can see on the road that it's improved it.
Yeah.
Like now,
your numbers.
Places where I wouldn't sell out, I do. So it's cool in that way, and also there is more of a love that I have for Tiger Belly fans than I do regular fans.
Yeah, because you have a personal connection.
Yeah,
I remember,
really weird.
Remember when we first started doing Punch Drunk, and then Danielle Stewart and I broke up, and then I wasn't in Chicago with you, maybe, I don't remember. I'm in Chicago, and this is like 5 years ago podcasting. I'm taking a piss, Thursday show. So we haven't done stand-up in Chicago yet. Uh-huh. I'm taking a piss before the 8:30 Thursday show at Zany's, and a guy pissing next to me, Tirpu's in urinal, goes, "Teep, yeah, sorry about your breakup, man."
Oh.
And I'm like, do I owe you money? Like, who? You know what I mean? And I'm like,
can
the
I just
podcast.
Say something? When you shake it, you can hear it on the thing. So don't shake the mic so much. It's an audio problem.
You're the only one with.
Oh, he's a professional.
No, he's.
We
the
should
only
put
one
them in the mic stands, but I don't want to undo them and work hard. So don't touch the bottom of them.
It's
just
so
mic
heavy.
Them.
You're making me work.
But yeah,
really
you
hard.
Have a personal connection to those fans that like, listen to you every week.
I know. I do love. Like they wear Tiger Belly T-shirts, and there's more of a love there.
Can I ask you, how is your raffle going to your number one fan who can meet you at a Russian spa or something like that? I've heard this story.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
He's
it's not a Russian spa. It's a Korean spa.
A Korean spa.
Makes a lot more sense.
You know what my brother did the other day?
What?
My brother goes, you know my brother. He goes, I gotta do a vlog. I go, okay, I want to do it in the spa. I go to this Korean spa that my dad used to go to in the
60s. Yeah, so it's some creepy shit.
It's not only creepy, but Paulie goes there, and it's also 24 hours. I've never been to the spa with you?
No.
Oh, I've brought people. I should go with you one time.
All right.
But it's 24 hours. It's the best spot. There's no sign. You don't even know it's there.
Okay.
All right. So my brother's in there filming men's dicks.
And do the guys care?
Well, some of them don't know what he's doing, but this guy comes up to him and goes, hey, do you have to erase that? And my brother goes, nah, I don't have to do shit. And then he almost got in a physical altercation, and I had to fucking break it up.
And what'd you say?
I erased it in front of the guy. We had to go back into the lobby, get the camera. I erased in front of him, but my brother does shit like that all the fucking time.
Your brother doesn't care.
So people know your brother's not like Tate Fletcher. He's a little guy. So
he's a little dude. He's even smaller than you.
He's smaller than I am, yeah.
Which is really small.
Why?
You're his big brother in every way.
You know what? You know, I'm fucking tired of your shit right now.
Why, dog? I'm on your side.
No, you're not on my side, dude.
I root for
koala,
you.
Koala.
No.
And then me, like, I'm not sexual.
We're
that's
talking
all
about your brother. I'm not calling
is that you
a koala.
No,
I'm
that was saying. All him.
That's all you. Fuck you, Tito.
You said our kiss was innocent. That's a little rude.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, if you kiss a koala, you're like, well, I got to eventually get this back to the zoo.
I fucking hate you.
I love you so much, dude.
I fucking hate you.
So Tiger Belly, that's going good. You've done some live stuff.
Come on, man. Let's be in the moment. Let me say something right now.
Okay.
How's that TV going? That bit you do about the Koreatown, you and I, is very funny.
Yes.
Do you remember that day? I don't remember because I don't remember ever hanging out with you, and that was the only time, right?
Nobody hangs out with me.
Literally,
I creep people out.
No, I don't think you want to hang out. You're like, we do this. You go straight home.
I have social anxiety.
Yeah,
I have really bad social anxiety. It's why I have a drug problem.
You and Youssef both.
Like, I can't
of my two friends.
It's gotten to the point where nobody invites me to anything.
Are you sober now? Or
yes.
Using
him?
I am sober.
You gotta be serious about that shit, bro.
I get it, dude.
Are you sober now or no?
What time is it?
No, but you, are you or no? No.
I mean, in and out, but I'm like going to meetings all the time.
Oh, you are? Okay. But you're in. How much time do you have?
Like 8 days.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, and then why? And then you, how many days do you
I'm
have?
I'm like at 70.
70 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see? Oh, I can't talk about it.
Why?
The Pablo thing.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that because I know you and him have a really good.
No, I love Pablo Francisco with all
but
my heart.
But that was really hard.
It's hard to watch. It's not cocaine.
For people like the three
I don't
want to
get it. I don't like talking about other people's secrets.
But I'm just saying, for people, and it's public. It is public. But for people like the three of us, when you watch it, it makes you go.
It's so hard to see.
It's so hard to watch.
And then you think about the other guys that you know that do, like, come in and out of the program and whatnot. And then you worry about everyone.
You see them. I am them sometimes. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I am.
Yeah, but that shit, dude, bro, let me say something right now. You look at Norton. Oh, I shouldn't call people out, but you look
at
certain
guys.
People,
naming
I know,
you look
but
at guys
like,
in New York.
The
a lot
good
of
thing
guys,
is, we only have 300 Patreon subscribers.
There's
so.
There's a lot of guys in New York, right, that have like 30-plus years of sobriety that are very fucking successful. They all have time.
Well, the truth is, your life never gets worse when you get sober. It's just the truth.
It gets better.
Yeah, it never gets worse.
Yeah.
And
I really believe the only difference between Pablo Francisco, let me just say this.
Is the
I've traveled the world with him.
Yeah.
I've known him since I started.
If you don't mind me saying, he gave Sam his first car in L.A.
He gave me a car. I gave to my friend Hatchell. Hatchell gave to my friend Healy. Yep. And they, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
Wonderful.
Super talented. So when you watch something like that, you can't just sit back and go, that's okay.
You know, I don't know.
I tried to get calls.
I tried to call Rita. I tried to hit him up.
I called.
And what?
I called my every agents and everything. I did. I go, this has got to stop. This is out of fucking control.
No.
This guy is too talented. And
eventually it's not about your career. It's about like
it's about health. It's about life and death and all that shit. I mean, I was
sometimes
here
you
when
get lost into the who am I to the Twitter world or to the comedy.
Who gives a fuck about that? It's
so
about
saying,
your life.
People like that when you get sucked into that drug world or whatever.
I was here when Soto died.
Yes,
yeah.
And you see people die, and you go, you literally think to yourself, what could I have done?
Well,
I could have done something.
I had a friend of mine. We won't say his name. I pulled him aside. I go, listen to me, dude.
Fran Tarkenton.
Yes. Fran Tarkenton.
Huge fan of his.
I go, listen, Fran.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. I'm going to say this to you right now because I'm tired of going to funerals and hearing people say, I wish I could have said something or done something. So I'm going to do it now so that I don't ever say that at your funeral. You're going to fucking die. It's going to get bad.
Yeah, that's what
you
have.
If you keep fucking doing this, it's not even about your career anymore. It's just about fucking manning up, dude. And whatever you're dealing with right now, it's like, for me, the truth of the matter is, like, I relapse because I can't get out of my head. My head is so crazy all the time.
Well, I'll tell you why I think that you're relapsing, and I don't want you to be offended.
I won't.
By it. Your toes are in the water. You have 1 foot in the water. You got to go in the pool.
Okay, can I ask you, how many commitments do you have?
When my first 10 years of sobriety, I had 3 a week.
I have 3 a week.
Right now?
Yes.
That's great. That's
4.
Being in the water, but stay in it.
Yeah, no,
stay
I gotcha.
In the fucking water.
No,
right?
I gotcha.
How I got sober, 3 things fucking happened. Here's what happened. Mad TV did an intervention.
Yeah.
And some of the executives from Fox were there. And on Thursday night, and I'm sitting there in an office with like TV executives going, you're going to die. Right? Then Paulie calls me. Dude, don't call in anymore, dude. It's like you're giving drugs to Diaz.
Dude, you're too da-da-da-da-da-da.
Jamie Masada called me that same week and goes, hey, buddy, don't call in for a while. You know what I mean? And so I literally saw my life fall apart.
You were that's the blessings. Me.
And so I
in a month.
In a month. And then I had my family and
now,
everyone else.
You worked on that. You know, you built up to that month, but in 1 month, everything was like bang,
yeah,
bang,
it
bang.
Just because for 2 years I went hard, yeah. And then that month I was just like, I think I'm gonna die. Now I wasn't like I could still perform and I wasn't stumbling or whatever, but that was in the future. You could see it, and you kind of have to have clarity and look in front of you and go, where is this leading?
Yep.
And it could be one of three options, four options, but it's none of them's good. Mm-hmm. So you just gotta have that. You know, clarity, really.
100%. I don't know why Pablo can't get... I feel for him.
Enablers.
Like, dude.
Enablers, dude. People lying for him, people booking him, people doing things for him when they should go, we can't work with you until you're completely sober. And I shouldn't... I mean... I feel weird talking
about
it.
I wonder if there's
it.
Some a sexual.
About it? I don't know. I mean,
wonder if there's a sexual component with this. It.
What?
I wonder if there's a sexual component with it. Like, is he a sex addict or something like that?
There's always a sexual thing, Brian.
Like, you know, that it's just like that he always has to get high. I can't believe he's gone this long. That heart has to be taking a beating, dude.
That heart is working as hard as like a fucking metal detector at the Source Awards.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Dude, so. Why are you sweating right now?
Am I sweating right now?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm always sweaty.
I love it.
I'm a human being. Why, you think I'm scared?
Do you like sports at all? Are you
yeah,
in
I do.
Any
I
huge
do.
Soccer
What
guy?
Are your sports?
He's oh, a huge soccer guy.
Really?
UFC, soccer?
Let's talk about it. What are your favorite soccer teams?
I like UFC
team?
and soccer.
Which ones... Rate your top five sports. Top five sports you would watch and care about.
My number one sport right now is probably soccer. Number two, UFC. Number three,
Premier
else.
League.
Nothing else.
But you got
MLS.
Pick, you
what do we like?
More.
What?
You got to pick three
no,
more.
You don't.
Super Bowl.
I like
what
nothing.
Series?
Ping
whatever.
Pong.
Of course.
You got to pick.
Why?
Three
of course.
More.
Why? Of course.
I'm just trying to.
It's not Asian. First of all, ping pong.
I
want to
see what koalas like.
Yeah.
But why is it? Of course. Why does he have to pick? Five.
I only like UFC.
But I'm saying. Yeah, you go 1-2 your obvious ones. If you had to watch something else, you're like, yeah, the Super Bowl kind of matters.
There's
the World
five
Series.
All right,
he plays video
ping
games.
Pong, right? My four would be cockfighting.
Like
not in
Christ.
Thailand with the actual chickens.
Oh,
with the razor
I thought
blades on
dicks.
Their
I thought it was actually dicks
fighting
each other.
No. You know those cocks that have like little like
yeah
knife?
Razor blades.
Yeah. Somebody makes those.
Yeah, that's a
there's
job.
A company that
that's
has a fucking monopoly on that fucking thing.
Of course.
Unbelievable.
I always think about
that. They
also
make fidget spinners.
Yeah. Funny, very funny.
See, sometimes
you
Bob,
are a comedian.
Sometimes Bob,
you are a comedian.
I question that at times.
Yeah, and number five would be, I don't know, synchronized
pole
swimming.
Dancing.
I don't know.
Yeah. I should have just said top
two.
In hindsight. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you why I like. I'll tell you why I like soccer.
Why?
Well, the reason why I like soccer is 2006 is when I started liking it, and what happened was my brother and I were at a GameStop.
Yes.
And Steve goes, "We should play game, Bob."
FIFA.
And I go, well, I don't know what kind. He's like, something we compete against each other. And I go, I don't know any sports. I don't know how any sports is played. He goes, well, soccer's pretty easy. And I go, all right, let's get this, which was called FIFA Road to the World Cup.
Sure. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Raise your
hand. How old are you at the time in your life?
What year did I say? 2006?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is, what, 2011? 11 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Could you make your brother sound like a 4-year-old?
Yeah. That's what he sounded like.
Daddy liked to beat my man.
I'm like, well,
I'm just
gambling with a kid.
Contrast between my own voice and his.
Yes, I get that.
It's not a dead-on impression. You don't have to make fun of my
Bobby Lee is known for his Asian impressions, though.
Yeah.
I know.
So
it's odd an Asian can't do another Asian impression.
So my bro, in this game, right, if we played for, like, France, two or three characters would have stars above their head. And you're like, why? Because they were just the stars of the team, right?
Yes, right.
So there was one guy on the French team, Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
And he was just so good in it. So then I started Googling him. Then I knew that he played for Arsenal. And then I started watching Arsenal because I thought that was going to help me play the game.
Right.
And then him and I stopped playing the game eventually and just followed Arsenal.
Wow.
I love it.
A lot of people have that same affiliation with Madden and football, which is also a EA Sports game.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, man. Soccer or football
yeah.
played in Europe.
Say that
football.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
it's like watching the Golden State Warriors play basketball. Just the ball movement, the precision passing.
Like that German team, the way they pass, I'm like, oh, I understand.
See, that's the thing about people go, Americans go, well, there's not enough scoring, but it's not about scoring, it's about fluidity.
Galern
it's about controlling the center of the pitch. Yeah. Right? It's about how everyone's moving together. I like the mechanics of it, mm-hmm. right? And then every once in a while you'll get a guy that's just above everyone else, like a Messi, who's just so fun to watch.
Who's the other good guy? That's the good looking
Ronaldo.
Watching Ronaldo play play football. Football is mind blowing.
What was it?
Football.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Because it's not football, which is the dumbest name for that sport, by the way. Because literally everybody hates the part of the game that involves the foot, the kicking, the extra point.
You're talking about American football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it should
be
called
Smash Ball.
That's
the only thing that they do. Yeah, that's
it
not.
It should be called Passy Passy.
It should be called Smash Ball.
Yeah.
Smash Ball.
Boar Ball.
They're trying to get rid of
commercial breaks.
I love the NFL for the same way you love soccer.
But Ronaldo, man, when America in the World Cup, when he kicks that ball and he passes it, it's like a Steve Nash pass. Puts it just one place.
Right way for a header. It's amazing.
Sometimes I have a dream that Cristiano Ronaldo has the ball. He's cutting through players, right? Then he goes past the fucking net, right, and his dick into my mouth.
Yeah.
I respect
that.
Same
dream about you.
I respect that, dude.
Yeah, is that a weird dream?
No, it's not. It's you doing you.
Does that make me gay?
No.
Kind of. I'm not going to lie, bro.
And I love UFC. I love it. Because my girlfriend loves it.
Mm-hmm. What does she love about it?
She just loves the whole
guy-on-guy.
She's so good at it. She knows her shit.
She knows everything. Like, she did a fight companion once with him, and she was, like, the smartest one.
Where'd you do it? At the All Things Comedy?
No, I did it with Rogan.
Rogan Chaudhry.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. What do you mean?
That's great.
All right, thank you. Jeez. Thank you. But I love UFC. I love, like, Robert Whittaker. I love him.
I love him, too.
Is
I was
he good?
So happy
he's
when
so
he
who's your
good.
Top two? I won't ask five. Top two favorite fighters.
I can give you fucking...
favorite fighters, so.
I can give you fucking 30.
Well, here we are. Now you want to do 30.
Who are your top five?
Top four or five the guys that you
right
just
now
love.
I like to watch. I like Stephen Thompson a lot.
Yeah.
I like Robert Whittaker a lot.
He's great.
I'm
really amazed he won that fight. I gave him no chance against Romero, who looks like a fucking...
Really?
Gay porn star Terminator, right?
Yeah, but did you see the six fights he had before that?
Yeah, I know. Well, he beat some incredible...
Beast.
Like, he beat Jacare Souza.
Yeah,
that was
wow,
amazing
so you know
fight.
Your shit.
I've been following the UFC since UFC 1.
Way before you, we've been following this
Oh,
shit.
Really? I've been following since Sakuraba, fucknut.
Yeah. I've
Pride,
been following
bro.
Yeah.
I mean...
Don't ever challenge
you,
me, bro.
Have you really?
Yes, I have, really.
All right.
Because I'm going to say something right now, T.T.
Oh, shit.
That if you go to my house right now and you look
can
at...
Can we?
No.
Can we all
never
come over?
I would love that. Okay. Never.
I want to not hear cars.
Because I swear to God, that would be great.
Yeah.
I really need a shower.
But I still have a wall of DVDs. I stopped buying DVDs, 15, 10 years ago? Right?
Yeah.
And I have a whole section of Pride DVDs. I used to collect them.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm a huge UFC and mixed
gay
up
pride or
fight.
Like the fucking Japanese
pride.
Gay pride.
The parade. Just parade down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Gay,
I love those. High dive. I love
Jeff
it.
Jeff Scott's roof with the fucking VHS camera.
Jeff Scott.
Guys, it's happening again.
That's so great. So your top five. You have Whitaker. You have Stephen Thompson. Who else do you like?
My number one is Johanna. Young Chae Chae.
Oh, you love her.
You know,
the Tony Hinchcliffe of women's MMA.
And really? Can I just say this right now?
Her alliance with Tony bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
It not only bothers me, not only does it bother me.
It makes me like both of them less.
Yeah.
It makes me hate him. When I saw that last fight and they showed Johanna and they panned to Tony next to her, I stood up and I screamed as long as I got, fuck!
Yeah. You know why they did that? And I heard this from Joe. They did that because no one until then have ever seen them at the same place at the same time.
They do look identical.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Well, they do are similar.
Yeah, they're identical. Oh, they're like brother and sister.
She is the most...
One has a big dick and the other's Tony.
She's
God,
the
fire
most...
Right now, bro.
It happens all
She's
the time,
She's the
Bob.
Most exciting... female MMA fighter, in my opinion, Jesus. Outside of Cyborg.
Wait till Saturday.
Do you like Cyborg?
Wait till Saturday.
I love Cyborg a lot.
Me too.
But
Saturday, she takes her crown
we're
back.
Up. We're pro Cyborg here on this podcast.
You know who else is very good that hasn't had, she just bothers me in her personality, is Amanda Nunes.
Why?
Yeah, she is.
Bothers she's you? Very good, but yeah. I don't like her, like the disrespect for Ronda Rousey when she won.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hear you.
Ronda Rousey, though, was very disrespectful to everybody.
Yeah,
but that's like why her fall is so hard.
I
just want to say this right now. I'm going to stand for a second.
Okay.
Are you standing or are you sitting?
All right. Why are you standing like the Gordon's fisherman?
All right, Bob. Wait. Let him stand up. Stand up, Bobby.
That's funny what you're doing. You know that bit you're doing? Can I tell you the bit where that bit comes from? Can I tell you where that bit comes from?
Yeah, where's it come from?
Benny Hill.
Did you know Pat Morita? You know Pat Morita? He was Mr. Miyagi?
Yes.
He used to go to Don Ho shows in Hawaii.
Yeah, really?
All right? Back in the like 80s and 70s and shit, right?
Yeah.
He would only go because he would do this one bit with Don. So Don, during his show, would go, you know, sing Tiny Bubbles or whatever.
Tiny Bubbles.
And he would go, my friend, Pat Morita's in the audience, right? Please stand up. And Pat would stand up. And he goes, he would say, I am standing. Right? He goes, I am standing. And he would get like a laugh.
I got to be honest with you. You called me on it. I stole that joke in 1968.
I am standing. And then
when I was in my dad's balls.
The way you love Pride, he loves Don Ho.
I know.
Pat
Morita too, though.
And he would only go to do that one bit.
Oh, just fly out for that?
No, yeah. And then he would like go to the after party. And people like, there's the guy that said that.
Yeah.
Oh, he was an alcoholic, I think.
Was he?
Who was?
I imagine both of them, maybe.
Yeah.
Tiny bubbles in my... You write a song about how happy you are about the bubbles in your wine?
Yeah.
And you live in Hawaii? Sorry, you've had a lot of wine.
Yeah.
I'll just throw that out.
But
there.
Amanda Nunez... But, oh, no, Ronda... I was standing. Ronda Rousey, I was standing. Don't do the bit again.
What are we doing? Captain Morgan's commercial?
I won't. Just get to it. I won't do the bit. Stand up, though.
It gets me every time.
See what I mean?
Let me say something right now.
Go on. Just stand up and let us know.
Ronda Rousey is a pioneer. Yes. She was the first of her kind. She put women's MMA on the map.
Yes.
I agree.
Without her, it wouldn't be what it is.
I agree.
And there should be a little bit more respect thrown her way, is all I'm saying.
I agree.
She deserved the cockiness.
She got a lot of respect when a lot of people thought she didn't deserve that much.
Oh, God, you don't even know what you're talking
about.
Well,
dude, she's like the Renzo Gracie of MMA in that.
No, it's like saying, fuck Gordie Howe.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying Gordie Howe was playing in a very competitive NHL. Or Ronda Rousey beat up 9 women when there were only 9 women in that division.
Yeah.
Now that division is full,
she ain't the Michael Jordan. All right, I know, I understand.
So she shined the light on that division. I agree with that.
I know, but can I just say something?
Say it.
Someone like Dan Severn. Yeah. Is that his name from the back in the old right?
Yep,
Dan
Severn.
In the day, right?
Of course.
So could he beat in his prime anyone in his weight division now? No, because I know, what you're saying is that the sport evolved.
Yeah.
So it evolved with her too. Right? So when she started, you know, women didn't even think they could do it, right? And they're like, oh, like girls that are wrestlers,
yes,
Muay Thai boxers. And they're like, this is an option. She paved the fucking way, bro.
Right.
Right?
I'll say this. I agree with you.
Weird fingers.
I know.
It's like fucking alien-like. I hate him.
Well, I don't want to talk over people. So
those have been inside you? Jesus Christ.
Ew. No.
But him a lot. Him a lot.
Sorry,
him a lot.
I'm sorry.
Him a lot. A couple times there. She deserves way more respect for what she has done for female MMA. And she deserves a little less respect about the greatest of all time.
That's where it got crazy. The PR machine took
That's
over.
That's my argument.
Typical Hollywood stuff. Tried the things. And the whole time, why they were taking this woman, putting her up on a pedestal, they were completely holding Cyborg out. They fucked up by not promoting Cyborg. Cyborg could have been selling fucking pay-per-views for them. They are struggling to sell pay-per-views right now. And Cyborg was a brand that could have been sold. If all they had to do is say the
Cyborg
this.
Watch them sell it Saturday.
Cyborg, don't talk about Ronda Rousey.
First of all, don't touch me.
Second of all, Bobby, please sit back down. Bobby, sit back down.
Number two, don't fucking touch me, bro. Okay. And number two, you can touch me. But number two, all right, is that don't lecture me about no fucking Cyborg, bro. I fucking know who she is, bro. I'm just saying she was the greatest of all time at that time period.
Do you agree
she wasn't.
She didn't
it's always been Cyborg. It's always been Cyborg.
Yeah,
it's always
been how Cyborg. Much did she weigh back then?
145.
265.
No, I was going to say like 275.
265 and a
I
towel.
Mean, she was roided. Was she not ever roided?
I think I mean, that she did.
I'll say her clit has balls. Her clit has balls.
We don't say that here on this thing because she got her feelings hurt about that before.
Tony Hinchcliffe hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, Ronda didn't handle her losses well at least? That's my problem with
her. Here's the thing, all right?
And I agree
here's
with that.
I hated Conor McGregor.
You still do?
No, I love him now.
Oh, I hate him now. I'm with you. I loved him, and now I hate him.
Can I tell you why?
I'm with you.
Do you know why I loved him?
Why?
When he lost to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Nate.
Handled that loss. Handled that loss like a professional
fighter. Nate's fingers are inside her.
She handled that loss pretty well, too. She handled that loss, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when he lost to Nate, he was gracious.
Yeah, agreed. He was.
He was honorable.
Professional.
And I looked at him and I went, you know what, dude? He just won me over.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was looking for with Ronda.
Totally agree with Bobby
Lee. And I never got it.
Totally agree with you, man.
She leaves after, she left after fucking Holly Holm.
The weirdest thing about her loss is that she got outboxed. And her trainer is a boxing coach.
But she's a hip toss and an arm bar. She did that to 9 people, and everyone thought she was unbeatable.
Yeah, she took on Taibo people forever. Misha Tate's hot. Every time Misha Tate got punched in the face, my dick cried.
Karana's hotter than Tate.
I don't know. I love Misha Tate.
Now when she's 550?
Nah. Listen, if I was Ronda Rousey after fucking Holly Holm.
And where does she go?
If I was her manager or something, I'd be like, listen, we're going to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
We're changing camps.
Definitely. And she should have switched camps.
And like,
she
talked
so much shit about that camp. Like, I don't think they would take her because they were Holly Holm.
I would do this. You know what I would do?
Weird hands, but
I would go to China, pick up a blue fucking flower, climb a mountain, and fucking train with
Ra's
al Ghul.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember you said that after her first loss on your
but
podcast.
I'm saying,
you're
yeah.
She needs to go Rocky and
how
go into the
yeah,
mountains.
Go in the mountains and go for a year, no electricity, and get angry.
I think
she doesn't. That's why she didn't do it. That's
what
she
didn't
fucking do it, man.
She's on TMZ too much. She's on too much.
I'm telling you right now, man. She didn't fucking do it, bro.
Bob, please.
She's buying into her hype too
we're
much.
On your side.
She's buying into her hype too much. She bought. Everyone's
it's over.
The PR machine. Yeah, it
what
is over.
What are her Travis Brown to do
Sam's
for money?
Sam's right. It's over.
It is over
it's
because
over.
The game
done,
now is more complete.
It's done for him
strikers.
Too.
She makes more money being the fucking blonde bitch on Extra. Or what? You know
what
she's
what
on
she
right
making
now?
Money now?
Oh, yeah. She's a judge on a show or something.
No,
right?
Not that. She's on that Hollywood Stars Compete in the Olympics show. What is that shit?
That's what I mean. That's what I
yeah,
heard
that's
about.
What
Battle
that's
of the Network Stars. She's on Battle.
She's gonna do that for the rest of her life.
For that.
No, she's not making $100,000 for
well,
it.
Merch.
No, I'm kidding.
No, she is making money,
making
though.
She is making
she's
money.
And she's never going to have to work again.
That from ABC.
Do you think Mario Lopez is fucking happy doing Extra?
I think
he started as an actor. He wants to be in movies. But now he's in hotel rooms going, check out Guardians of the Galaxy.
But you know, I'm sure like, there's a paycheck.
Happier than the option.
I'm sure there's
you
a paycheck.
Motherfucker, what'd you say to me?
Sit back down and talk to me.
So
anyway, sorry, my bad.
That's okay.
Yeah, but so
these fights coming up. Are you going to Anaheim?
Here's the thing, dude. It's like Joe. I'm friends with Joe Rogan. Right?
Oh, you are. Who? How is Joe? Is he cool?
Name
dropper. No, when I
is he
see
a
him.
Cool guy? Does he do cool things?
Can I just say what
it's
I want to say?
Been our podcast
my
a couple
feeling,
times.
My feeling. I know. That's why. I'm not name dropping, you know that.
Okay.
I've known him for 20 years. I love the guy.
I love it. We love that you love
he
him.
He called into our show 3
him.
Years ago.
Okay.
Talked cool.
Well, he did this podcast.
He gives me a hug. I love him. He always, you know, hugs. I love you. We say love and all that.
Yeah.
But I can't ask. How do I go? Because I can't ask.
You just made $12,000. Go buy some tickets.
You
yeah,
know what?
I don't.
I will say this.
I'm not, if I'm at a fucking fight.
Yeah.
And I have like. I'm in the 90th row.
Yeah.
Gone with
and from far away, I can see Tony Hinchcliffe's fucking
down
head
on, like, behind
with fucking
Joe.
Johanna. I will literally do Harry Carey live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way I can fucking do it.
Yeah, no.
I need to be on the same row as Tony Hinchcliffe. And if I'm not, then I'm not going. And he
and
gets
you
the Joe
get
Rogan
your shit
fucking.
Together.
Yeah.
It's Tony's impression.
Happens. It happens, dude.
I love Tony. You like him?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I love Tony.
Me too.
Why'd you say it like that?
No, I just you stood up all of a sudden. Oh, yeah,
I love everybody. Everybody's great. Everyone's perfect. Everyone's doing good shit. So, who do you like in this John Jones fight?
Ugh, I hate John.
John Jones.
You
Cormier.
Don't like anyone with
you
like,
don't like
John
Bill?
Personality.
Like
by the way, have
stop.
You noticed the
that's
reason?
Stop. That's did you what? Just talk shit about a guy from the 607?
Is that
now
where
I see
from?
Where
yeah,
you
that's where I'm
me.
From.
But he's an asshole.
So what? He's 607.
You guys, Nick Diaz's manager got in a fight with John Jones the other day. Like, John Jones was wasted in Albuquerque a few nights ago. Like, taking his shirt off. This is breaking news.
What?
Wait.
Hold on. What?
Breaking news with Ari Shaffir.
trying to like cause fights with people on the streets.
And are you fucking serious?
Yeah. And this guy, his manager is only like a tiny little skinny guy. And he's like, I'm 140 pounds. And he was like in my face trying to fight me because I said I was a fan of his. Like, he's just an asshole. And this is a guy that works with the Diaz brothers, dude. Thinks that John Jones is an asshole.
I just, hey. It's never, he's never going to learn. I feel so, no, his brother, his
once
parents
a Pac-Man are, Jones, always a Pac-Man Jones.
So do you guys think he's not doing cocaine before this fight?
It doesn't matter.
He already tests, he's undefeated. Negative for it, so oh, now he can do whatever he wants.
John Jones is undefeated. Yeah. The only loss that he's had.
He does better partying.
Yeah, the
so
only
he's
loss
still
he's
partying.
Had is like, it was
he's
his
like
fault,
Woods.
Right? He is one of the best ever.
Yeah.
And I love fighter. Daniel Cormier a lot.
I like him better.
I do not.
But, no, don't care me. I know, but Cormier is very good.
He's beaten everybody
you know
except
why,
for one dude.
You know why I like him, too? Because he doesn't look like he should be
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That's why
like
I like him.
He's got a dad body.
Yeah, he's got like an old-timey cartoon body.
Do you get mad when MMA fighters come in with tits? Does that upset you?
You mean the heavyweight
division? I just don't like your hairy knuckles rubbing against my my smooth skin, bro. I got evolved smooth skin, bro. Oh,
they look like before and after a werewolf saw a full moon.
God, you're funny today, bro.
Every day. Like you just never see me.
Yeah.
Tebow's always on fire.
So now let me ask you something right now, dude.
Yeah.
I want to ask you some shit now.
Sure.
Okay.
Right? So I've known you for how long?
17 years.
Yeah. Are you and Joe Coy cool?
We are cool.
They're good. Cool now.
We made cool. I made up to him at an audition.
Oh, so you saw him in an audition.
And I made amends.
You made amends to him? Oh, let's see that how it works. But do you regret doing the amends?
No, I don't regret
good.
It.
Let me say something about it. So you two started in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Was he stealing jokes back then or something?
Are you whispering into a microphone that's recording?
Yeah. I mean, what was the
I don't
want
to get into it.
Right.
I don't want to get into it.
But can I just say something?
We've already crossed a lot of lines. I don't want to get into it on this one.
Yeah. But I just want to say something. This right here, you and Joy's little thing over the years, was heartbreaking. I'll tell you why. Because I love both of you. I think you guys are both the same kind of guy, right? And what do you...
I'm listening.
All right.
He's going to cry.
You guys are both
it's getting
very funny.
Yeah.
You can say what you want about Joe Coy, okay?
Yeah.
He's very funny. He's just naturally very funny.
He does 2 weeks of sold-out shows.
You're
in Irvine.
Very funny yourself.
I can get 10 people into a comedy
It doesn't
club.
Matter because it's not about... That's not about... You're looking at numbers, dude, and that it's not fair to compare to him.
Yeah.
Like, you think he does way better than me, right? But I do things... You know, in your life...
Do the Asian comics get along?
Oh, yeah. We're really good.
All like, of you guys?
Oh, yeah. I Steven Yeun. He's not a comic, but Margaret, John Cho, Ken Jeong.
You all get along.
Randall Park, Ali Wong. We all fucking friends. When I went
What's
to Hawaii...
What's your thought about Mary Jones?
I love her. When I went to Hawaii, out of the Hawaii Five-0, like Daniel Day Kim and...
What's your
Grace
take
Park,
on that whole thing with them quitting the show?
Who?
The guys from the Asian guys from Hawaii Five-0.
I think that it is fucking the right move.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the thing, dude.
I'm not saying you're
they
wrong.
They treat us like shit.
Hold
right?
on. Tell me how they treat you. They treat Asians you're, like
I'll
shit.
I'll tell you why.
Say it, Bob.
Let me say something right now. Okay?
Bob, let me hear it.
Daniel Day Kim was on Lost, right? One of the biggest
Great
shows of that.
He was fantastic.
Fucking
on
amazing
Lost.
On it, yep. right? He's amazing in Hawaii Five-0, even though I've never seen it. But he's just a good actor. I just know, right?
Absolutely.
For him not to get paid as much as the white guy is absurd.
I cannot believe that CBS would even do that. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I thought maybe their roles weren't as big, but the people, because I watched the show.
Yeah.
But people are like, he's been on every episode.
Yeah.
He's part of the fucking.
Yeah.
So he seems to me to be as big as the other
Grace
guy.
Grace Park, right, was on Battlestar Galactica, one of my favorite shows of all fucking time. You ever see that fucking new Battlestar Galactica?
No,
oh, it's one of the best shows ever made. I really believe that.
Some of my best friends
love that. It rivals Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay Rogers, I have a lot of good friends that say that.
It is so fucking good. I've seen it 10 times.
Is it still going or is
no,
it
No, it's just four episodes they did. Four seasons, I mean.
I was told I wasn't smart enough for it by one of my best friends.
Can you watch Game of Thrones?
I love Game of Thrones.
Well, then you're going to love Battlestar Galactica.
Goes,
where
can I see it on?
On iTunes, buy it, you cheap fucker. But but my point is that so they're both coming from projects and things that
successful.
Successful. If it was their first gig, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like for me, I look at this shit like Tilda Swinton in Doctor Strange was supposed to be an Asian person to cast white. Scarlett Johansson in Ghost in the Shell is so fucking offensive. It just boggles my mind. And you guys don't get it because...
I do get it. I do get it.
What about the Matt Damon one? What about the
Wall?
That
one not so much because they wrote it for a European-looking guy, so that's fine.
Okay.
But my point is that if Denzel played Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, and it wasn't a comedy, you'd be like, what the fuck?
No, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. And I can't believe that they're that tone deaf.
And the reason why is because they go, well, you guys, as Asians, if you're the front or the lead into something, you're not going to sell as many tickets. People aren't going to watch it as much. But the thing is that they have to try.
Yeah.
Try a couple of times first and then go, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Fresh Off the Boat's doing very well, right?
Yeah.
So it's like it's obvious that we're at a place. Well, what doesn't make any sense is that they're on a successful show. So the argument that they can't get numbers goes out the door because they are getting the numbers.
But I think deep down inside, maybe the executives are like, it's the white dude that's doing it or something. Because if it was just Fresh Off the Boat is one thing and the numbers are okay, but it's about a Chinese family or whatnot, right?
Right, right.
It's a comedy, right? That's
You can't go a different direction, really.
Right.
You can't be like, hey, this is about a Chinese family and like three of them are black. And you're like, what's going on here?
Right,
right, right.
Based on a book,
right?
Written by a Chinese dude. So it's like.
And that book reads up and down. It's not even like you don't turn the pages.
I heard about that.
But. An Asian woman's vagina isn't horizontal, by the way.
It just doesn't make any sense. On the part of...
But that would
and it's
good.
Probably not even CBS's fault. It's the production company, right?
Yeah.
That would negotiate your contracts.
No, what I would do is this. Maybe in the beginning, like for me, I know on my sitcom that I know that Oliver Hudson and Jenna Fisher are making more than me.
But is your role equal to them?
Of course. But they're the leads.
Oh, of course.
Right?
That's the way it goes.
But... I'm just going to throw this out there. If it ever got to the point where I could feel or my people could feel that people were watching
by
the
your
show
people, you mean agents or Asians?
Yeah, people are watching Asians or just people watching it because, and I'm one of the, I become a star on it or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I think through time, I would think that ABC would be like, here's some extra money.
Retarded hand. That just happened with Shameless.
Yeah.
That's exactly what, because that show originally wasn't about Emmy Rossum's character.
Yeah.
But after 6 years, and that's a wonderful show on Showtime.
Yeah.
It became about Emmy Rossum's character. And she's like, you know, I deserve to get paid as much as the lead. I know 6 years ago. And it's like the NFL or soccer or anything else.
Eric Stone Street on Modern Family. He
you
was
get a
not
rookie
getting
contract.
A lot at all.
Which one's he?
He's the fat gay guy in Modern Family.
Oh, really?
But
yeah,
now
he's
great.
Yeah.
But I, you know, he did my podcast. He's
it becomes
one of the best
who's
in the world,
putting asses in seats.
But he,
who's putting
yeah,
eyes
but they don't
on the
do
TV.
That with Asians, though. We'll see now.
Well, hopefully
we'll
they
see,
yeah,
bro.
Well, then let's try to make that happen because it's just
it's
as important as you know.
Because if this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Well, Bob, sit down and talk to us about it.
Bob, listen to me, Bob. By the way, I call you Bobby. It's so weird to call you Bob.
I do it to antagonize him.
Bob, listen to me.
For 7 years, he never says my real name.
I know you're going to make a lot of money. Stop stroking it like a dick.
It's not
I know
this
you're
going to
make
like,
a lot
never
of
had
money.
A dick
dude.
That big in Bigfoot's, his hand. Bigfoot's hand on my shoulder.
Listen, you're going to make money.
You got a wolf hand
successful.
On your shoulder.
I hate it. It's so heavier because of the hand.
If you,
and the hair.
If you're going to make a lot of money.
If it wet it, it'd be fucking
but
like.
But you've literally ran back into slavery.
What?
Your tiger belly is blowing up.
Same as luscious hand.
We're
hair.
Not. We get what? A million and a half.
An episode?
No, a month.
Yeah. That's huge.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's
huge.
200 people are hearing this. You are trapped in a hot
but
basement
I think that's
for
what if you collect.
People.
I don't know what the number. I don't know exactly. But it's doing okay. We were getting avid ads. Listen, I love my girlfriend.
Me too.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I really
got
do.
Hot.
I am in love with this girl. And she had a heart condition. She has a heart condition. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So she, when I met her on Tinder,
I'm a fan.
Yeah, thank you. When I met her
do
on
you
Tinder,
to their podcast?
Of course,
I just wanted to fuck her, right? And then you know we go on dates.
So
you
met
that.
On Tinder, went on
yeah,
dates,
and
then,
had the craziest stories. She would punch him in the face and spit in his face. They were well,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the sex
why
was
you were having sex?
Yeah, it was.
You like
really
to get punched in the face?
That's why he fell in love with her.
No,
she's not even Asian. His just face.
She hit me in the face. She hit me in the face. She goes, "Tell me you want to kill me." And I literally almost nutted through my
tell
jeans.
Tell us about your guys.
So you like that? You
dirty
like that?
Talk. They are wild.
Like oh, we do. We ass. Do. Oh,
they do like niece and auntie.
Oh,
like,
we do like
your nephew
role
and
playing.
Auntie.
Yeah.
Like,
you do role
like
playing.
And she'll start it. You know what I mean?
Like, dude, I like to be called the N word.
She'll go like, she'll go. I know you're 12, and I'll go. Oh, this we're doing this one.
Yeah.
I like this one. I memorized all my lines. I love this one.
Do you get off book? Are you off book?
Yeah, I'm off book on these.
That's
man.
Great.
Sometimes I read it on my sides. oh, yes, counselor. I
remember Strangers with a Candy? There's a great, like, extremely racist joke with Amy Sedaris and Strangers with a Candy.
Funny ones.
And she's sitting there, and she had somebody captured, duct taped to a chair, and the doorbell rings. She goes, "Hang on, I think that's the spick with my chink food." And opens the door, and it's a Mexican guy with like his Asian delivery. It was
that's racist.
It was the best fucking.
That's the funny
anyway,
stuff.
So when
but
met,
I'm saying role playing.
I met her on her on Tinder, and then like a year in, she goes, "Let's go to the Philippines." So we went to we're on an island in Cebu. She was a nurse, my girlfriend.
Oh, I was gonna ask what she did.
Right, and
what kind of,
one
what type
night,
of nurse?
I don't know, the nurse kind.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so we were one night. We're in the hotel, and she goes, "I think I'm having a heart attack. There's something wrong. I can't breathe." And something.
Tell me she's
so
70.
I had to carry her to this fucking car. We drive to a hospital. There's no sign. It's like a green building. We go in. The only equipment they have is something that looks like a PlayStation 2.
Oh, my God.
It was like a little black thing, and they put a wire under her thing. They don't know what the fuck
that was kind of racist, calling the little black thing. That's kind of racist.
Right? And we thought she was going
to
die.
They had to put a Nintendo Power Glove on and be like, yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah. Then I had to pay to get her to a real hospital. We had to get nurses to fly back with
us. What time is it, in like middle of the night? Or
yeah,
holy
it was
shit.
Insane. She was going to die, right?
Dude, are you?
And we spent a week and a half in a hospital. It was fucking crazy, right? And so she couldn't nurse anymore because she had to get surgery and whatnot. And she goes one day, like, I need something to do. What do? I go, start a podcast, because I know she does David Cho's. Right, and so, and Asa Akira tried to help her, but then she's, and then I just eventually went, let's just do it together. And that's what we do. It's a business for us. It's,
how long
it's
you been
working
how long you been
4 years now.
Okay.
So I do it for her, but I do it for myself, but, you know, we do it together, and it's fun. I think it's a really good, it helps her. She's good on it, too. I mean, if she was bad on it, we wouldn't be able to do it, but people love her.
Yeah.
And so it's great, you know.
That's what Sam and I feel about Sam. We talk about that all the time.
About
what?
Sam?
What? That was a joke.
I don't get it.
Is that why you're on this?
No, I'm saying she.
People love to fight Nanny.
They love her because, you know what? She is an audience member with a microphone, if I can speak about you while you're not here. Yeah. She, and, you know Sam, you know Ari, you know me. We say the most outlandish, offensive things, but we don't mean them. But
I don't
she
say offensive things. I
thought,
love it.
Actually, he actually doesn't. But Ari and I, and she always just laughs at it. So she's kind of like our Robin Quivers.
Yeah.
Kind of, she validates us to the normal people that they're not. This isn't a Klan meeting. They're just goofing off.
If I was in Burning Man,
you'd kiss her and
then climb
up a tree and eat eucalyptus leaves.
And I got assaulted, and they go, "We have a counselor here." I feel like it would be her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That is what I.
That's
like,
what she brings to the show.
One time they were in a really bad fight, all three of them, and I brought cookies.
She,
and, like,
no, she brings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
she's our sense of normalcy.
So also, was I fighting with Tebow, or was I fighting
you
with
left,
Ari?
No, he left, and you chased him in your car.
Oh yeah.
And I was in the studio by myself with Ari. And
Ari was there.
But also, any girl that would make out with me, right,
or
has
me.
To be, or you, yeah. has to be really open and artsy.
Open to suicide.
No, just have to go, I'm just different, what I like, you know, because we're not.
What I've learned to love about her and know, because we were friends and we're one of my best friends, in all honesty to all the 200 people that pay for this.
300.
Really, really, really one of my best friends is she really not only loves funny people.
Yeah.
She loves people that I think are funny. And I'm honored to be like one of those people.
Like if you and I, there was male sex robots and there was a store.
Yeah.
You and I would not be on the main floor.
Yeah.
Never. Our models would be like.
My model was put out a long
but
time
the ones
ago.
That they never shopping. Measured. They didn't finish their model.
No, my model was good.
They couldn't
about
get the hair. They're
ago.
Like, we got to kill another fucking mammoth. How do we get mammoth hair?
No, Sam's the whole coat department. The whole coat department is just Sam's knuckle hair.
Yeah.
Knuckle hair, mink coat.
Just, whoever
length.
Created this model, it's not working out. Yeah.
But dude, that's 10 years ago, this model was killing it.
Hey, maybe. Yeah,
exactly.
No hair for my model.
Yeah.
No dick, nothing. It's just like.
Have to kill another mammoth. Yeah. So
but
fun.
Like, yeah, so she has to be. Yeah, so she's the girl that goes in the store and goes, where's the weird one? Right? Yeah, so then they go downstairs. There's
where's
a little
the
code,
broken ones?
Right? And they where's go, these the are ones our experiment we're working on.
Where's the dogs with no eyes? I want to. She's the one who wants to rescue a dog, but one that just doesn't even deserve being rescued.
Yeah. So she's funny, open. Dude. Yeah.
What dog's going to die?
You're not
in the
next sexy,
day.
Sam.
I was. There was a time.
Yeah, well, you were cute at the time, yeah.
There was a time. Now I'm decaying like everybody else around here.
I know. Do you feel... Because we've been around for a long time now.
I'm older than both of you.
How old are you?
I'll be 70 in 9 days.
No, how old are you?
I'll be 45 in September.
Yeah, I'm older.
How old are you? Not?
I'm the youngest one here.
Aren't you the same age?
I'm 46. I'm 46 in like a month.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're almost exactly here.
Yeah.
August.
Do I feel like what?
Oh,
like,
no.
Do you feel when you look in the mirror and you come to the store or whatever, whatnot, you're, you know, when you think about yourself,
yeah.
Do you go, oh,
here's what I feel. I feel like I'm only old in the sense that I'm not. I don't feel emotionally old. I know I'm decaying.
Yeah.
I know I
physically.
I'm decaying. Yeah. We all are. Yeah, it's the nature
you have
of
Earl's
business.
Birthday.
I feel like my time at the Comedy Store. There's a limitation to it.
That oh, we all, especially with Adam here, there is a limitation for all of us.
You're not worried. You get
oh,
a million
are you out of your fucking? Let me just say that right now.
Everybody,
people say
what
that
you both
it
think.
Fucking pisses. It pisses me off.
What?
Because when Tommy was here,
yeah,
he gave me a spot every night.
Yeah,
two spots on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
When Adam came here, he goes, "There might be a week that you're not gonna like a night in the week. You're not gonna go out." I go, "Okay, you can't do two spots. You only get one spot. So pick which one you want."
Yeah.
Like, I'll just do OR then.
Okay.
Right, so we all faced some consequences. Not consequences, but...
But you have some political clout. I don't have a lot of political clout. I don't have any big name who... Like, there's certain comics here who get big names crying at them, and they get, like, they get spots because these big names are like, you gotta give these guys... I don't have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have credits, but I don't have the credits that you guys have. So it's just like my time is limited, even though I feel like I'm the funniest.
Absolutely,
I've ever been.
I think you are funnier than you've ever been, and also I think that you're looking at it the wrong way. Here's the deal, dude. It's is that you don't, you know, right now you have to look at your life as a canvas, the whole thing.
Okay.
Your whole life is a canvas. We're just looking at one part of it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something right now, and I know this for a fact because it's happened to me. At any day. What I love about this business is that you can wake up any day and you can get that call.
Win
one day away from living your dreams. That's why I say we put up with Los Angeles.
This ABC show, you know how it happened? I was driving down Sunset and my agent calls me and he goes,
"We need a rickshaw in 20 minutes.
Guys, I'm on fire. Let me
I
stand
know.
Fire.
It's so 80s. I love it.
It was
the pause
great.
Was great.
Yeah, look, are you uncomfortable?
It was a timing. Hey,
why'd you laugh at that?
She don't touch me.
But you know, this is what happened. In January, I called my agent. I go, I'm probably not gonna ever book a pilot again. So I'm just done. I can't go in. I can't do it this season. I have enough on my plate. But are you sure? I go, yeah. And then in March, I was just driving down the street, and my agent called and goes, "You're not gonna believe this, but." This show's been asking for you for 2 months, and we tell them you're not going to read. And they kept saying, well, he has to read. And like he's not going to. And then they just broke down and they said, do you want to just do it?
Aww.
And what they did, they took love, right? And
which I want to talk, before we wrap, I want to, because you told me a great story about that I want to talk about and finish this story.
But they took some love clips, brought it to the president of the networks.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers and ABC, and then they just went, all right. Because I tested for a couple of things before, so they already know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So like that, like so what I'm saying is that call was not even in my radar. It was just like, oh, I got a show.
Well,
a pilot,
it.
You know what I mean? So anything can happen.
I get it.
Is what I'm saying. That's what's great about, You just have to be present.
I am.
And you have to suit up and show up.
I do.
And that's all you have to do, my friend.
That's what I do.
What are you going to say about love?
Guys, thanks for listening to this episode. We want to say thanks to everyone. No, I'm kidding. I loved it, and I loved how they progressed your character from season one, season two. Yeah. Her character in that show, the main character, Gillian, is the exact girl I would fall for 100 out of 100 times throughout my adult life. Like, that's, and you had your first scene with her, and you said you were very nervous about
it. You know what she did?
And yet, that's the story I want to tell.
What'd she do?
Yeah.
I go, because Judd was there, Paul Rust, and it was also.
And it's your first shoot.
Yeah, it was my first time. And then also, the guy that was directing was the guy from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with that main older dude, whatever. Yep. And I just felt like I just didn't feel right there. I was nervous.
And they had a different director every episode, or almost, which was fascinating,
so
too.
So I turned to Gillian and I go, I don't know. I can't remember these lines. I'm, like, really nervous for some reason. She goes, oh, don't worry about it. So she flubbed her line.
Aww.
Just so that I could have that room to fail.
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice.
And she's one of those girls that... You show up and she kisses you on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
She pokes, you know, tickles you.
Makes
she's
you feel comfortable
so
to be at work.
So fun to be around that girl.
Yeah.
That, like, I just, and everyone on that show is like that. It's like, you know, after that one time, it became easier. Like, I just did Catalina with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
with Russ and everybody.
Everybody was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we
I've loved him for, I
love
knew he used
him.
To date Amanda Eggy. I remember when they were.
Yeah.
Dude, who? Paul Russ.
Wow. So then
Amanda Eggy, I loved her.
Yep.
Oh, I used to eat her butt.
Yep, right after Paul Rust and her broke up.
Oh,
you did that.
I have an Amanda Eggy story.
Oh, let's hear it.
And
I have quite a few.
Amanda Eggy's about, I haven't seen her forever.
Well, she's married and has a beautiful family and a kid.
And I have
resentment. God bless her for it.
I have a resentment toward her, man.
Why?
Well, she did, she's been around the rooms.
You're
going
to throw her
in. We don't have to do
that.
They
love to do this to girls.
Please, let's not do that.
All right, I'm not going
to.
You know what? You're right. I'm not going to throw
her
on the bus.
I hate her butt.
I'm not going to.
That's enough damage right there.
Kalila tells you not to do.
You're right. I'm not going to throw her on the bus.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to give you the gist of it.
Okay.
Does it end with Sam tripping eating her butt?
No, that I liked her. I liked her. And
I
felt like she pretended that she liked me only to get stuff.
Oh, that's annoying.
And that was when you were getting stuff at your.
Right.
The first time you started getting stuff, that was in that time.
I'm not going to fly you to New York if I'm not going to get a hand job.
No.
I was that fucking asshole to fly people to, like, Paris and then go, we just want to be friends. I thought we were friends. And I'm like, we're in Paris.
When you're broke for 12 to 15 years and then you finally get a lot of money, you do stupid things with it, I imagine.
Yeah.
But let me just say this. Pauly Shore has famous stories about, like, he'd be flying girls out and he goes, you know the deal, right? Like,
to them before they
what
come.
Are we doing here?
Yeah,
you know what we're doing here.
Dude,
like,
you gotta carry my bags
right?
And
I'm
then you gotta
you
suck
the
my
fucking
dick.
High five.
Yeah, but when you are unfuckable for so long.
Thank you.
Like, in high school and when I'm in my early 20s, I just was this small little Asian guy who had no education or anything, right? And it actually forced me.
You were in the background. Background or foreground?
I would walk into a bar and felt invisible.
Right.
I remember distinctly when I turned 21, I went to this bar in Pacific Beach.
Yeah.
And I walked in. I go, I should kill myself.
Oh,
like, no one knows I'm here. I feel invisible.
I'm glad you did.
And I have no.
I'm glad you didn't either.
I didn't win a physical lottery.
Yeah.
A genetic lottery.
You did, though, in your own way.
Inside, I didn't realize at the time, though. Inside, I had something.
Your look is great.
Now, I kill it with my look. You know what I mean?
You know what's so funny? Is like so many people like that were children that felt like insecure about their flaws. As you become an adult, it becomes like something that was like, oh, that's what makes you unique and attractive.
We're broken toys who find the way to use our brokenness.
See, they don't tell you that, though, in my school.
Any school, buddy.
They go, you need to go to college, you need to work out, you need to do all these things.
You just hear what the
like,
system
oh
says.
Oh my God, I'm fucked in life.
Yep.
And then in my early 20s, it forced me to do stand-up. Like, I'm like, I have to do it. I want to do it. I've always wanted to try it, right?
Yeah.
But like, so when I started getting money and girls, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how, I can look at a girl now and go, oh, we're going to Minnesota, but we're going to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched
I thought we were friends. Well, then you're not going to Minnesota.
Yeah, girls, like, and they know the deal. It's
no,
like
they don't. They try to fucking cheat the system, bro.
Yeah. And it's just so interesting. The thought of giving up Snatch is like this golden era. There's 6 billion people of us on the planet. There's a lot of Snatch giving up.
I watched that happen to you and Jeff Richards the most of my 19 years of hanging out at the comedy store.
I got to go to his show upstairs.
But I watched you and Jeff Richards when you got Mad TV, he got SNL. I watched everyone start loving these people that everybody were shitting on or being like not giving attention to. And then I watched people, in a weird way, I watched you both get drunk with that. And then I watched you go like, oh, yeah, these people don't really like me. And then have to take that parachute back down to reality.
I love that you said that because... I went from being a doorman to Mad TV in night and day. At least
so did
overnight.
Jeff.
Yeah. One day I was just like,
he was 23
on
Saturday Night Live.
And then I thought I was the shit for so long.
Yeah.
And then this town taught me a fucking lesson.
I watched everybody abandon that guy.
And then now I'm happier than I've ever been. You know why?
Because of Tiger Belly?
No, it's not that.
Because you're human, you realize what it means.
It when I get a job, it doesn't make me feel like I'm...
getting revenge on somebody.
Yeah, I just go, it's a job. I'm going to do the job.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's good money.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky. I got to go.
With that, that has been the podcast. Thank you, Bobby Lee.
I love you, Bob.
Take care. We love you.
Enjoy Game of Thrones.
Take care. Bye. Go. Go.
No,
bye.
You're part of the
guys, this is
the
podcast final
thoughts. Go see Sam and Redman and Dean Del Rey in Canada all this week. All you Patreon people, we love you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
Annie,
you
what's
so
up?
Much. Thank you. Thank you.